Maybe Ramirez will be on good behavior now that he's been charged with assault. I'm not sure Ramirez knows good from bad. What's the plan for the day? I thought we'd put you back on Stark Street. Now that you don't have to worry about driving me crazy, you can concentrate on driving Ramirez crazy. Push him into making another move. Gosh, Stark Street, my favorite place. What am I supposed to do there? Stroll around and look sexy. Ask annoying questions. In general, get on everyone's nerves. All those things that come naturally to you. You know Jimmy Alpha? Everybody knows Jimmy Alpha. What do you think of him? Mixed feelings. He's always been an okay guy in my dealings with him, and I used to think he was a great manager. He did all the right things for Ramirez. Got him the right fights, got him good trainers. Morelli topped his coffee. Guys like Jimmy Alpha spend their whole life hoping to get someone the caliber of Ramirez. Most of them never even come close. Managing Ramirez is like holding the winning ticket to the million-dollar lottery. Only better, because Ramirez will keep paying off. Ramirez is a gold mine. Unfortunately, Ramirez is also fucking nuts, and Alpha is caught between a rock and a hard spot. That was my opinion, too. I guess holding that winning ticket would tempt a person to turn a blind eye to some of Ramirez's personality faults. Especially now, when they're just starting to make big money. Alpha supported Ramirez for years while he was just a punk kid. Now Ramirez has the title and has signed a contract for televised fights. He's literally worth millions to Alpha in future payoffs. So, your opinion of Alpha is tarnished. I think Alpha is criminally irresponsible. He looked at his watch. Ramirez does road work first thing in the morning. Then he eats breakfast at the luncheonette across from the gym. After breakfast, he works out and usually he stays at it until 4. That's a lot of training. It's all half-assed. If he had to fight anybody decent, he'd be in trouble. His last two opponents have been hand-picked losers. He has a fight in 3 weeks with another bum. After that, he'll start to get serious for his fight with Lionel Ricci. You know a lot about boxing. Boxing is the ultimate sport. Man against man. Primal combat. It's like sex. Puts you in touch with the beast.